Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. God shows us the message. We rest upon every one of you. Tune to one of the Lord on this morning. To every one of you. Our live in the chat room, live our phone archives, and all the podcasts. The Lord's richest blessings. Rest upon every one of you. Are indeed our continued prayer. We are grateful and we are thankful to the Lord for every one of you. Live in the chat room, live up on archives and on the podcast. May the Lord's richest blessings rest upon every one of you. Are indeed our continued prayer. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Again, I am so eternally thankful and grateful to the Lord for every one of you. We are thankful that we have been blessed to come down to a brand new month. Amen. God is faithful. He has again kept his word. Amen. Because if he was left up to the enemies that was hounding our heels on last month, we wouldn't be here today. But look at God. Yet proving himself to be trustworthy, yet proving himself to be faithful, yet proving himself that you can trust him. Is he not wonderful? We worship him on this morning, to whom all glory belongs. Amen. Let me read something to you to encourage you. Amen. I want to apologize for being a few moments late. The lightning just subsided. Amen. And we are grateful to the Lord for preparing and protecting us. Amen. I will be reading from the King James Version of the text. And I will be reading from Isaiah 41, beginning at that 9th verse. This is to encourage our hearts as we begin this new month and as we begin this new week. Amen. And it reads, Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief man thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. For behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. You shall seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, that war against thee, shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I am the Lord your God, who will hold your right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou one of Jacob and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth, thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them in the mighty continued whirlwind of fury and anger, shalt carry them away, carry who away, your enemies. And the whirlwind of the Lord shall scatter them far from you, hallelujah, your lamb. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. And when the poor and needy seeketh water, there is none. Their tongue filleth with thirst. I, the Lord your God, will hear you. And I, the God of Israel, will not forsake you. Glory to the Lamb of God. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water. I will drive in springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the seed of the shittite tree, the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will sit in the desert, the fir tree, and the pine, and the rock tree together, that they may see and know. And consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this, and that the Holy One of Israel hath created it. It's read in your hearing, Isaiah 41, verses 9 through 20. This is our encouraging scripture for the month. Now then, let's go to Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He has delivered me from the snare of the fowler, from the noose and pestilence. He shall cover me with His feathers and His wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and my buckler. I shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the air that flies by day. Nor of the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor of the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 in my right hand. But it shall not come near me. Only my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. For the vow has made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For He hath given His angels charge over me to keep me in all of my ways. They shall bear me up in their hands as I dash my foot against a stone. I shall tread upon the lion and have the young lion and dragon. And shall trample on the feet, because you have set your will upon me, said the Lord. Therefore will I deliver you and set you on high, because you have known my name. You shall call upon me, and I will answer you, and I will be with you in trouble. And I will deliver you and honor you. No long life will I satisfy and show you my salvation. The entire number of Psalm 91. Verses 1 through 16. Amen. Amen. And amen. I hear the Holy Spirit say, go to Psalm 37. Bless your name, Jesus. We honor you on this morning. All your words strengthen us. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass, whatever your it is. Believe God, and He will bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light in your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Don't worry about the witch, the wizard, the warlock. This is what he's saying in verse 7. Don't worry about the hireling. Or the Holy Ghost say the hireling. Hiring. Balaam was hired by a wicked king who was jealous and fearful of the move of God through Joshua. So what is the Lord telling us this morning? When somebody has hired a witch or a wizard or a warlock, that means they are fearful of you in the natural. But see, I don't know that you're covered in electric and you're covered in the spirit. But they who worship me must worship me in what? In spirit and in truth. So the God that we serve is both spirit and natural. So we are covered in the spirit and in the natural. Say, I am covered in the spirit. Spirit and in the natural. Say, can't no witch or wizard or warlock fix me. No soothsaying sapsucker who has sold themselves to the devil can ever come near me. And their wicked words will fall flat to the ground and manifest in their life. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath. Fret not thyself and the wise do evil, for evil doers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Say this after me. all my evildoers, all the haters, and all those who secretly plot against me, who plot my demise. The Lord my God shall cut them off today. But because I wait upon the Lord, I shall inherit the earth. What you mean inherit the earth? Because you are heir and a joint heir. When you giving your life to the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, the Abrahamic covenant becomes active in every area of your life. And Isaiah 51 tells us that Isaiah was called along of God, and the Lord increased him. Genesis 13:2 says that Abraham was rich and livestock, gold, and in silver. He didn't have to beg for nothing. He told that wicked king, I will not take so much of a shoelace so you can say that you did anything for me. So it is with us. God is our God. He's our daddy, he's our husband, and he don't take it lightly. He is one who gives us richness. And he don't want you in poverty. And he don't want you in lack. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. For the enemies you see today, you ain't gonna see no more. I don't care. God is a God of all God. Why? Because the Lord Jesus says it this way. Don't be fearful of the one who could just take the body. Be fearful of the one who could kill the body and the soul. Who got the authority to kill the body and the soul? Nobody but our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The all power in heaven and in earth is in his hand. That's why he ascended through the sky. Why? Because Satan was the prince of the air. But since Jesus went back that way, all power is in his hand. And you in good hands when you with him. You know, they have a commercial about a popular issue. You in good hands when you with, But I beg to differ. I'm in good hands when I'm in the hands of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Because Isaiah says it this way. Who can forget their second child? Can a mother? Perhaps. But not the Lord your God. Because you have been engraved in the palms of his hand. And you are forever before his face. He will never forget you. Hallelujah. So humans can forget you. Your friends turn their back on the Lord. But when you in the hands of God, he know your pain. He know what you're going through. And believe it or not, everything that's been adverse in your life, it has a time schedule. Yeah. It has an appointed time. It does have an expiration date. What are you saying, preacher? It's not going to last. It is not permanent. Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. The wicked plot is against the just and gnashes upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Come on now. Strengthen us this morning, Holy Ghost. The wicked have drawn out the sword. They have bent their bow to cast down a poor and needy. Come on, Holy Ghost. And to slay such as be of upright conversation. Don't you just love David? He wrote this while he was on the run from Saul. And left it for us as a word of encouragement. And so he is in the hall of faith, according to Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And they subdued kingdoms, and they overthrew kingdoms because of their faith. And they who come to God must believe that he is more than able to take care of your enemies. Therefore, the enemies you see today, you will not see anymore. The sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Hallelujah. That means the plots and the traps and the snares that they laid for you will fall flat to the ground, and they shall fall in it. Psalm 93. I'm going to read that to you. Right now, we're still in Psalm 37. A little that the righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the homes of the wicked shall be broken. But the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lamb. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borrow and pay not again, but the righteous shall have mercy and give it. So such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. But the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be able to be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young and now I'm old, and yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Hallelujah. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. The false reveal and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue out of the judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hands, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. Hallelujah. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Do you hear me what I say? You're going to see it. I have seen the wicked in great power. It spread himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and though he was not. Yea, I saw him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold, upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressor shall be destroyed together, and the end of the wicked shall be cut off, with the salvation of the righteous of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And save them because they trust in him. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we thank you this morning for trusting us and letting us know that you have heard and you have seen our hearts cry, and that you are here to fight for us, and that the enemy that has been triumphing over us and harassing us and targeting us for misfortune, you see and you hear everything, and you are here and you are fighting for us. Lord, I pray. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he has girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established on God from everlasting. The floods have lifted up all the water. the flood, they lifted up their voice, the flood, they took their ways. The Lord on high is mightier than the Lord of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimony, of every sure holiness, becometh thine out, O Lord, forever. Psalm 93. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show yourself strong and mighty. And render a reward to the wicked and to the proud. O Lord, how long shall you allow the wicked? How long shall you allow the wicked to triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard and evil and mean? How long shall you allow the workers of iniquity to boast themselves till they plot to bring in pieces of people? O Lord, and inflict thy inheritance. They plot to slay the widow and the stranger and murder the father. Yet they say the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. But stand ye rivers among the people, and ye fools, and ye with your eyes. He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastises the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teaches man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest out of your law. Thou makest give him rest on the days of adversity, until the peak be days for the wicked. The Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the right of heart shall follow him. Who will rise up for me against the evildoer, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? And if the Lord had been not healed, my soul had almost driven silent. When I said, my foot sick of your mercy, O Lord, heal me up. In the multitude of your thoughts within me, thy comfort shall delight my soul. Shall the Lord of iniquity have fellowship with thee? Which frameth me, shoot piles off. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous. They condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. The Lord my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and he shall cut them off, and their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Oh, we thank you. And we thank you that this word has become active even now in our lives against the wicked, against the evil doers. Lord, we give you praise and glory. It's in the matchless name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Look on my sisters and bells. I'll buy the chat room, I'll follow my guys on the podcast. Let these scriptures be a reminder of them to them this group, this month. And remain of the sojourn. Father, you know that this was not my plan. I had a word to preach to your people, but you wanted me to read the scriptures instead. And Father, we give you praise and we give you glory that as they've gone through this month, that although this is a month of blessing, a month of special jubilee, a month of special open heavens, the enemy will still try to attack. And when the enemy attempts to rear his head, give us the encouragement and remind us to read these scriptures. Hallelujah. To encourage us and strengthen us. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Psalm 94, Psalm 37. Psalm 91, Isaiah 41. Now, Father, we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray that this word be a fence around us. Let it be a high power around us. From the whole side of the enemy. I command all. Father, I set myself in agreement with those that you're going to send to this ministry. That the attack that they have been under by the wicked one will cease and stop forever. They will begin to see your victory. They will begin to see your manifestation. I set my faith with them. They will not give up. They will not throw in the towel. They will not commit suicide. But Father, I ask you to strengthen them and remind them that the just shall live by faith and not by sight. That they have been chosen and ordained by you and have been tried through the fire of affliction. Father God, we give you praise and glory. Let them know that this too shall pass. Help them to realize that all things are working together for their good. Hallelujah. Surround them, O God, with songs of deliverance. Let them know, O God, that you are their very present help in a time of trouble, that you will neither leave, fail, or forsake them, that the enemy that they see today shall be removed from their life. Give them the courage and the strength and the boldness to continue to pray, to continue to worship, and continue to read your word, and continue to praise you and worship you through this trial they're going through, and they will come through as pure gold. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. The last time that we were afforded to get together, we were speaking on a new theme for the month of July, which is freedom. And we have freedom in and through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we read in your hearing 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Amen. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Verse 7. And we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body than to be present with the Lord. Wherefore, labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted for the Lord. Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Now this goes to Galatians. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Let me read that again. Galatians 5 and 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again. Be not entangled again. Be not entangled again. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Here the Apostle Paul is speaking to the believers in Galatians. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a devil to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision nor the other nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Verse 7. Ye did run well, but who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Ye did run well. You started off fine. You were long for day, but somehow, along the way, something happened. he that troubleth you, you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. We thank you on this morning for your word. Oh. And we know that you are your word. Father, we bind all these hindrances and these blockages right in this human agent. We send every hex and vex back to the sender. As we prepare to go forth this week, we pray for favor. Thank you. That even if, oh boy, You can trust us. We give you praise and glory that you have knitted us together, and nothing and nobody can keep us apart. In Jesus' name. That's what we've been brought up. A lot of chat, a lot of fun, all kinds of the podcast. Thank you so very much for being with us. And until the Lord allows us to meet again, go in the peace of God. Abide in the victory of God. Knowing that no one formed against you shall prosper. Those of you who do not have the Lord as your Savior, please repeat this prayer to me. God, I thank you for sending your Son Jesus to pay a debt for me that I could never pay. And I believe up there that you raised him with all power in heaven and earth, and he's now seated with you on the right hand. Thank you, God. Jesus, I give you praise and glory. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins, of omission and commission. I yield my entire members to you. Come into my heart, come into my life, which rule and abide and so with me. In Jesus' name. And Father, if I be my answer, come catch me your head, and these are people so filled with the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you and give you praise. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the body of Christ. Your life will never, never, never be the same. With this one investment that you pay, you'll be reaping the reward throughout all of eternity. I will admonish you to begin your Bible study, your long time with the Lord, and beginning and reading in John's Gospel, and then go to Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and then go to Psalms 1 through 91. And then go to Psalms 118, 119, 120, 121. Amen. 22, 23, 25. Why so many scriptures where the Apostle Peter tells us that as a newborn baby desires to sin because the word will be by. In other words, he's comparing the newborn Christian with that of a newborn baby. And we know that a newborn baby, when he's first born, can only drink milk, mother's milk. That's how it has to be developed and how to properly digest other foods. That's why other foods have to be slowly introduced to the baby to know what the baby's allergic to, what the baby can tolerate that type of thing. So it is in the natural. And so, Father, we ask you for wisdom. Godly wisdom. Amen. And courage to apply that godly wisdom and the brave to walk it out in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. We expect blessed surprises this week. Renewed favor. Restoration. Favor. In every area of our lives, we thank you, Father God, for blessings upon blessings upon blessings. Material, financial blessings, Father. We need abundance of material, financial blessings so we can do those things that you call us to do so that we may be able to take care of ourselves and take care of the ministry and help others. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you with the love of Jesus. Until the Lord allows us to meet again, walk in your victory.